If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gulit Ufupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Good morning, Gulit Ufupi.
Top of the morning to you, Sol Penduka.
Top of the morning. Well, we're going to try this again. Hopefully this time around, we're going to get a budget speech delivered. I see all eyes are on that. Ino Kotongwane, our minister, to deliver that speech.
100%. So we know that the postponement took place on the 19th of Feb, which was really the first time ever that we've witnessed such. And it had caused a lot of concern around not only market participants, but even us as South African citizens, largely because we understand that the bone of contention was with regard to a 2% proposed increase in VAT. Now, over the weeks, there's been lots of analysis and many experts essentially saying that there are other levers that they can pull in order to increase government revenue. And that right now, there isn't just the level of buoyancy and growth that we have in our economy that would actually support sufficient tax increases in the form of VAT. What's also concerning here, Sol, is that there's a number of opinion pieces that have been published in the Sunday newspapers and even online this morning that actually highlight how much pressure there is on National Treasury to really ensure that this week's positioning of the budget speech lives up to the heightened expectations. Since 2010, South Africa's economy has essentially ground to a halt with minimal growth. At best, we actually performed at levels of about 2% back in 2013. Looking at the GDP data that came out last week, looks like we only grew by 0.6% overall for 2024. So we need to really ensure that not only do we boost growth, but in the same outcome, get a better update in terms of government's revenue plans, other than VAT, if there are other alternatives that have been brought to the fore. A few articles also highlight that they're looking at 0.75%. Others are saying 0.5%. Others are assuming 1%. So right now, the waters are really quite murky. Let's not forget that we also are indebted. South Africa has a debt to GDP ratio of about 70%. So for every 1 rand we earn, 70 cents goes off to paying debt as well as debt servicing costs. So that's another factor to bear in mind. Let's not forget as well, Saul, we will also typically hear increases regarding sin taxes and of course the level of support that will be provided for companies like Transnet and Eskom to ensure that as key state-owned entities, they are able to provide the necessary industrialization and support that we need within our economy. So all eyes on that, including the World Bank, who themselves have also called on the South African government to try to reduce their spending, largely focused on the public sector wage bill. But given that this is a government of national unity, it will be interesting to see how that unfolds.
Definitely will be interesting. Now, I see the makers of Roses Tea, Baker's Biscuits, AVI, have released their latest company results.
Yeah, so for anyone sipping on their morning tea, if it happens to be a Five Roses tea, this is the company that's behind it. But bear in mind, they also produce the likes of cheese curls and even Carvela shoes. So this is a really diversified business within the consumer space. If we take a look at their numbers, they just published their results just after 7 o'clock this morning, and it is results season. So we are anticipating to see many more JSE listed firms release these kind of figures. This gives us an update into the health of the businesses' finances. And so far, they're seeing an improvement across all the key metrics. Revenue is up by 1%, but the headline earnings per share, which is a key measure of profit, that's increased by 9.1%. What they do highlight, though, is that when it comes to their food and groceries business, the likes of I&J, known to produce fish, Five Roses Tea, Baker's Biscuits and the likes, that's actually been doing incredibly well. Certain segments have been challenged by a constrained consumer environment, essentially meaning that you and I have more options in the market, and where we don't need certain luxuries, we either go for no-name brands within the grocery retailers or choose alternative brands which might be cheaper. They have also increased their dividend payout and overall have highlighted that their fashion segment has also been challenged by a supply and global supply chain issues there. So that's a key aspect for us to consider. But overall, solid numbers that have come out from the group. And most importantly, I think give us a good indication of our financial health as consumers and what it is that we choose to buy or perhaps have been skimping back on financially.
And let's look at the markets. What are those looking like, Googs?
The markets this morning, Sol, I must tell you that there's a heightened level of focus on all things to do with the U.S. This obviously comes on the back of the trade war, tariffs, and even other countries like China, Mexico, and Canada looking to retaliate. And as you've mentioned in your previous conversation that you're having in this hour, just even the approach that Donald Trump and his presidency have taken towards South Africa. So it's caused some anxiety so far. Let's hope it doesn't spill over to the JSE All-Share Index. It will open up from 88,570 points this morning. Currency-wise, we've been incredibly resilient. We're at 18.32 to the dollar rand, 23.66 to the British pound, and not forgetting the euro, we're trading at 19.85.
Thank you so much, Gogs. Do check her out later as she gives you Kaya Biz from Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business Update with Gunesh Ufupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.